Most bear cubs are born in mid-January, and by February of this year, animal rehabber Kelsey Pleasance says the Wildlife Center was caring for several.
A few of the cubs came in with their eyes still closed, very tiny, so we estimated about 10 days old.
Her colleague, Shannon Mazurowski, says it's increasingly common for cubs to be orphaned.
We had, I know, at least two that were orphaned because their mom was hit by a car. We've had moms, unfortunately, be shot. And sometimes we don't know what happens to the mom, and people just find a cub there for a few days, and the game department will bring them to us.
She and Pleasance say the challenge was keeping these growing bears fed.
The amount of formula that we had to go through this year was just astronomical, and now the amount that they're eating is almost 200 pounds a day.
So they organized a cub grub campaign, accepting donations of acorns, nuts, and fresh produce, along with cash so they can buy food as needed. They quickly surpassed their goal of $4,800, raising $14,000, enough to keep the bears fed through the winter and fat enough for release in the spring. But shouldn't bears be hibernating in the winter? Not these guys. With plenty of food and fun, they have little time for sleep. Again, Kelsey Pleasance.
When they're younger, they are just playing with each other, kind of wrestling and roughhousing. And now that they can climb, they climb up and down trees. We have tire swings out there for them. We have a tire bridge that they love to get on, hammocks and things like that. But they still do kind of wrestle and play with one another sometimes as well.
To prevent the bears from getting too comfortable with people, the Wildlife Center limits the number who take care of cubs, and their contact is minimal. They even deliver food in an electric vehicle so the animals don't associate cars with mealtime. And they discourage the public from having contact with bears.
By keeping your trash somewhere safe and locked up if you're in a wooded area, keeping your grills clean, and not feeding your pets outside.
If you should see a cub, a sick or injured adult, she adds, call the Wildlife Center in Waynesboro or the Virginia Department of Wildlife Resources. I'm Sandy Houseman.